Welcome to Spirit Sherpa Minis, where we go deep on very small subjects. If you're looking for a full episode, those come out on Sundays. This is Minis. Hi, everyone. It's Kelly Sparta again. I wanted to answer a couple of questions from listeners, and this is going to be the easiest format to do that in, so I'm going to do that as Minis. So the first question comes from... And we're looking over here, Alexander Bangren something. I'm sure I'm mutilating that. I apologize, Alexander. He is from Norway. He says, greetings from Norway, Kelly. For some reason, I haven't been able to stop listening to Spirit Sherpa. I've experienced some strange things that I've kind of shoved under the carpet. But by listening to you, I've been able to draw parallels to my own experiences. And now I'm very thoughtful. I'm sure you get loads of questions, so I understand that you might not be able to answer us all. I do try to answer every single person, Alexander. It may take me a while. I know I'm late to the party on this one, but I will get to all of the questions. It says, since childhood, I remember astral projecting not on purpose. In one of the earliest episodes from childhood, I remember waking, hearing an intense vibration like a subwoofer. As I walk out of bed, I'm hit with a violent jolt or shock. And all of a sudden, I'm laying back in my bed wondering what just happened. I've had many such episodes, and they seem to appear more often after periods of intense stress. The last time it happened, I woke in my bed, but my body was paralyzed. I tried to scream, but I couldn't make a sound. Then I started hearing the subwoofer sound again, and my cheeks also seemed to vibrate. I don't know why I did it, but I started to relax until all my muscles were tingling. It just felt right. All of a sudden, I'm floating towards the roof, and as I'm about to turn towards my body, I'm suddenly jolted or shocked, and I'm back in my body. I'm not intentionally trying to do this, but it just happens. Listening to the astral projection episode, you said that one shouldn't do this because of the dangers, but I don't know how to stop it when it happens. Thank you for being you, and thank you for being the catalyst to a deeper understanding. I wish the best, Alex. All right, Alex. So there's a lot to unpack here. And so I want to start with the paralyzation, you know, the experience of being paralyzed, right? Our bodies produce, I think it's a hormone, don't quote me on that, but we paralyze ourselves when we dream so that we don't act out our dreams. And so when you wake up and you can't move, oftentimes people will report these as sort of alien abduction things that happen because they feel like they're paralyzed and they panic. It is not an alien paralyzing you. It is your own body doing that. And it often will keep you from being able to scream or move or anything else. And that's just because your body still thinks it's asleep and dreaming. And therefore it's not going to let you move because it's trying to keep you safe. Okay, so that's that. Now, you leave your body and you get jolted or shocked back into your body. That is also a defense mechanism, okay? We as children will often astrally project in our dreams. And the reason is that we're used to being out of our bodies, right? And so inherently we just go, oh yeah, we can wander off now because we're out and about. Sometimes it's that your spirit is like, ooh, I want to visit home. And sometimes it's just, you know, it forgets that it's supposed to stay in its body. And typically you grow out of it, but it sounds like you're still having this issue. And, but it sounds like your body is kicking in and pulling you back in when you jump out. So the one thing I would say to you is crucially important is that you get a ward or a protection put up on your house, just so that there's nothing in the room with you when this happens. And then, you know, since you're not going anywhere, it's not a big deal. But when we're talking about the intense vibration like a subwoofer, okay, that's actually your energetic field changing. And the subwoofer is your energy tuning into... how do I say this? It's tuning into the the low vibration of being in physical form, because that's a low vibration. We have to bring our vibrations down in order to our incarnate so that we are in the same vibrational field as the physical reality. And so what you're becoming aware of is the vibration that's there all the time, that is our physical form. And it pulls you up. As you're pulling up and out, it's making you more aware of that vibration. And that's why you're feeling it in that moment. And the violent jolt or shock, I think, is simply your awareness kicking in and going, oh crap, I'm out of my body, thunk, right? When you think about, or even if your conscious, your unconscious mind thinks about being back in your body, you'll often get that jolt and that snap and that woof. And it feels, sometimes you'll even feel the bed go down as you hit, because it's your spirit hitting your body hard and boom, you know, it vibrates into the bed. And so that's the case. And when you said that you start to relax all your muscles until you're tingling, that is actually when you are feeling that vibration and then you're relaxing into it. It's you letting go of the physical body. And that's the process, is relaxing into it and allowing your, because the any tension in your energetic field is a holding on. It's a control mechanism, right? It's a trying to, you know, control it. I don't know how else to say that. So when you relax into it, the relaxing allows you to let go of the control, which allows you to leave your body, right? So I hope this answers your question. I think that that it probably does. And let me check the time. Nope, we're at 7 minutes. Or, well, probably less than that, but we're at our limit for a mini. So I will answer another question in the next one. Make sure you join my mailing list by going to kellysparta.com. I have a new book out. And so, you know, there'll be a link to that in the bio section or in the description here, as well as a link to the website where you can join the mailing list and find out more about anything new that's coming out. I hope this is helpful, and we'll see you next time. This has been Spirit Sherpa Minis, a production of Kelly Sparta Enterprises. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved.
Are you waking up to the spiritual world and realizing that you have no idea what you're doing, but you feel like you kind of probably should, especially since you seem to be seeing things and feeling things and having things see you that maybe aren't so great, and that you might want to actually control your experience of that? Well, I have great news for you, because our Welcome to the Woo program does just that for you. It teaches you how to hold your energy field, manage your energy field, clear your energy field, protect your energy field, and learn how to protect your space. And you learn how to do basic divination and talk to your guides, so that you feel like you actually have a clue and have a way to talk to the guides that will help you to figure everything else out. And it teaches you how to make sure that you feel mentally, emotionally, and energetically safe. That means that we also deal with things like fear and anxiety and worry and dread and self-doubt and inner and outer judgments. And we help you build a foundation of self-support and courage. All of these things together create a solid sense of safety in your own life. They will reduce your stress levels in half, guaranteed. So visit the website at kellysparta.com and find out more about the Welcome to the Woo program. Your future awaits.